T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:42 with the Kellogg Crew. Now, a check on your latest dirt headlines brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, with some auto loans right now as low as 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
Another day, another good deed for Taylor Swift. No big deal, right? I mean, she's always doing nice things for her fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Swiftie, that's a fan of Taylor Swift.
Gotcha.
In case you're not familiar with the term.
Right.
Just revealed on social media that Taylor sent her about $5,000 towards her college tuition.
Hmm.
Isn't
wow.
that cool?
Did she do it swiftly?
So swiftly.
Really
yeah.
quick.
Swift pay.
So what had happened is she posted about struggling with paying for her tuition, and this was on social media, and then she said, later I get this in my email, and it's a receipt that Taylor had paid the almost $5,000 that she needed for
wow.
her tuition.
Wow,
and
that's nice.
She said she couldn't stop crying. She says her parents have to, you know, work minimum wage jobs. They were struggling. She was thinking about dropping out because her parents couldn't help her with college. And so for Taylor to take that stress away from my parents and my world, I've never seen them cry or laugh the way they are right now, she said. So.
Oh,
wow.
The girl's
going
to go to one of her concerts. Ticket costs about $5,000.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe Taylor will send us some concert tickets, too.
Yeah, she's nice.
DinaStirt.com.
Yeah. Andy Dick is on the mend after he was attacked after his show in New Orleans on Saturday. He was doing a comedy show, and when he was outside, he just got punched. Nobody knows why he got punched, but he got punched, and it resulted in him being knocked out cold
wow.
onto the ground.
Ouch.
He was unconscious for about 15 minutes before he was taken to the hospital. He should be okay, and he has returned to Los Angeles since being released. I guess he is quite done with New Orleans. A little too wild there for him.
Yeah.
But glad to hear he's okay. I mean, usually he's the one assaulting people, so this is new for him, I think.
DinaStirt.com.
Dwayne, Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman's daughter Bonnie, has denied rumors that Dwayne is dating again after the death of his wife Beth in June.
That would have been real
well,
quick.
People
yeah.
saw him out to dinner with a woman over the weekend, and so they just assumed.
You might know
that, yeah.
people.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, people just kind of jumped to conclusions.
Could have been a friend of hers or something. She's trying to console him. There's so many possibilities.
Well,
yes.
Well, Bonnie said what it is exactly. She said that the woman's a member of his crew, and it wasn't just the two of them. It was a business dinner. There were quite a few people there. You just only happen to see the two of them going in together. So,
they met up with 65 people.
Yeah, yeah.
At Olive Garden.
Well, he might be
later
dating
on.
65 people.
You never
you
know.
See the pictures.
Come on. We know Beth was the love of his life, and he is
yeah,
not
right
ready
up.
To date now.
DinaStirt.com.
And it looks like Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are finally ready to have that wedding.
Yay!
We've all been hearing about.
I'm so excited.
from what we hear, according to Us Weekly, it's going to be this fall. Small, intimate affair, though. They're not looking for anything big, and this would be about a year after they married, because they did get married last September. But
legally,
again, they put it off.
Right?
Yeah, legally
like
they
a,
got married, but
yeah.
that was like
a nice
house
ceremony.
It was September.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
They've married almost a year,
and you still haven't gotten a thank you gift. Note card.
That's true.
I want to go just to see the 40 helicopters hovering above.
You try to get pictures?
The paparazzi, yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yep.
Well, knowing them, they'll probably put it off again, like they have been for the last year, so not to worry. And that's your Dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for a car loan, they can help you out with financing for up to 7 years. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Chrisley Knows Best stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. They're going to know the courtroom pretty well, because they've been indicted by a federal grand jury on a number of charges, including conspiracy to commit bank fraud, wire fraud conspiracy, tax evasion, a falsifying tax
now,
returns.
Is that a TV show?
This is a big TV show that we've never had to report on before.
Reality? Hmm.
It's kind of like one of those reality TV shows. He's a multimillionaire entrepreneur.
Okay.
Kind of like raises his family in kind of a weird way, and just kind of like rules the roost.
I've been looking for a TV show like
yeah.
that.
But, you know,
we have.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of fans. But to be honest, we've never had to report anything in Dirt about them, because there's never been anything nothing.
They haven't been caught.
Yeah, there's not been anything to report. Well, now they've been caught.
Indicted.
And they've been accused of trying to cover up their tracks and everything. So in the meantime, they're trying to sell off their home for $5 million. They're trying to get rid of this and that and the other thing before they go to court. And they will face up to 30 years in prison if convicted. By the way, their attorney says they're innocent of all charges. That's a good attorney,
that is a
right?
good lawyer. Better than the alternative.
It's true.
Yes. Well, from Disney to Hubba Hubba, oh my goodness, Bella Thorne in talks to take her act into an X-rated sort of video. So according to the president of one of those hub sites, that she is going to do a modernistic, explicit Romeo and Juliet-like depiction of two star-crossed lovers. This ought to be interesting. It debuts next month in Germany, and after that, you can pay to see it. But that's a big move for a former Disney star. Big move.
Bet she gets an Emmy or something.
You think?
Yeah, just watch.
DinasDirt.com.
They have their own award show for that. Aaron Carter getting a restraining order against his ex. We told you police were investigating an assault against Aaron Carter. He did say that his ex, Lena, had hit him in the face and it left a lasting bruise. So now she's got to stay 100 yards away from him until they have a hearing next month.
DinasDirt.com.
No more Harry Styles as Prince Eric in Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. He's backed out. Don't know why he's passed on the film. No reason was given.
It's going to be a huge role, too.
Yeah, I know. You would think so. Huh. But he's only done one other film, Dunkirk, so you would think that he'd want this for his resume. But
because it's kind of the same type of movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as he doesn't have to say much. He didn't say much in Dunkirk.
He might have a bigger role in
this.
He
was fine in Dunkirk. I did see Dunkirk. He was fine.
Yeah, and it's hard in animation to not speak.
Yeah. No, it's live action.
Live action. That's even harder.
DinasDirt.com.
And Britney Spears, worth millions. We just found out through some financial documents that she is worth about $60 million, which her income just keeps going up, up, and up. But one of the things she spends a lot of money on, Target. Apparently, she made 80 trips to Target last year between July and October.
Can't you just put one in your mansion? Actually, just have the workers, come to you in the trucks.
That is true.
Right? Just have it in a room.
What were the months again?
Between July and October of last year. So 4 months.
4 months, 80
so
trips.
So you're talking about
within
120 days.
Yeah, that's easy.
Wow. 80 trips.
I can do that.
Really?
I can do that easy.
Well, but I think you have a problem.
And her fans are stalking Walmarts everywhere, or Targets everywhere now.
Yes. Yeah. Target run and done for Britney Spears. No such thing. It's never done.
Price check for Britney Spears.
She gets her own lane. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. Got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina Sturt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for a car loan and want to finance it for up to 7 years, they can probably help you out. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up with celebrities, Dina?
Well, Chrissy Teigen overshares a lot. We know that. It's no secret. And this time she let us know that she got Botox in her armpits, calling it the best move I have ever made.
Oh, yeah, so you sweat less, right?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yep, she says she can wear silk again without soaking it, so that's really important to her. And she shared the video of the doctor injecting the Botox into her armpits.
Ew.
I couldn't watch it, I can't.
I mean, you still got to sweat, so where does that sweat come out of? Like your ankles?
True.
It's got to come out of some other pores, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean,
it's true.
There's nothing wrong with sweating, so I don't know. I don't know if it's a great idea.
But maybe for her, she just doesn't want to sweat in the armpits because that's where it gets stinky. If you have say chest sweat or just anywhere else, it probably doesn't smell like it
chest
does.
Sweat.
You know, being confined under the armpits. But she's always had armpit issues.
What if your nose starts to sweat?
She has.
That'd be awkward.
She has. She's had issues with her armpits, obsessed about them. She had them sucked out one time a couple years ago so that she could look better in dresses. And she knew it was a dumb thing to do, she said, but she wanted to do it anyway.
It's a good idea for me, a wet dry vac. Bet you that would do it.
Just constantly suck your armpits.
Exactly.
Without supervision of a doctor.
I like that idea.
Kylie Jenner, the youngest self-made billionaire. She gets over $1 million for one Instagram endorsement. She just rented out the mega yacht to celebrate her birthday. So what's next? Well, according to RadarOnline.com, Kylie wants her own island.
And she should have one.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, for posting an Instagram post, definitely working for it.
Yeah, it's not weird for them to have an island. I mean, they're
rich. Not weird at all. She's looking at locations in the South Pacific. She's willing to pay tens of millions for her own paradise. And according to the source, she's already got her own $1 million private jet to fly her there. So why not?
The plane. That'd be my fantasy island.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Gwyneth Paltrow's husband, Brad Falchuk, has opened up about why it took so long for the two of them to move in together.
Mm.
You know, they've been married for over a year, okay? And mm-hmm. they need to make this family blend now. And he said the reason why is because, you know, same thing Gwyneth said. They've got to get the kids acclimated to this new family situation because they're both coming into this marriage with kids. But the thing is they dated for 3 years.
This is like the fourth year then.
Right. So don't you think the kids would sort of be already used to them?
Maybe they never met? They never had the kids meet each other until now?
That could be it. He said divorce is terrible. It's really hard on the kids. So that's why they've done things slowly, he said. So he said, don't worry though. By September, we're going to Brady Bunch it up. And it'll be great.
So he's already expecting a divorce?
Well, no. I mean, that's what he's saying is they don't want to go that route.
You should go to Six Flags.
It's a great way.
As a family?
Kids definitely bond at 6 years.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
DinasDirt.com.
And we told you about BravoCon that Bravo is putting on for its fans, having over 70 of its Bravo stars there. It's going to be a 3-day event, and it's happening in November. We were telling you the tickets anywhere from $300 to $1,500. Guess what?
Yeah.
They sold out in under a minute.
Wow.
Under a minute. Tickets went on sale yesterday. So they're going to do some more passes now, single day passes. You won't be able to get in on the whole weekend deal. But yeah, now they're going on resale for as much as $9,500.
Whoa,
see the ladies of Bravo.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, you know, it is. I think fans want that true experience, not just to see the cat fight on TV. They want to be nearby as pieces of hair being ripped out.
Yeah. A lot of times at the con, you don't pay up front. You pay for like a photo with the celebrity.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they charge you like 50 or 70 bucks depending on how popular they are.
Yeah, you better bring a lot of cash. I don't know if they take credit card. That is your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.